Okay, right,
just
quiet.
Checking. Just check, is the turn? Is giving, sorry.
Yasmin?
Yes, sure. Sorry.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Outspoken with Eden Harves, where we talk all things juicy. You can find this podcast at 7 p.m. on a Friday on YouTube, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Now, I'm joined by two people today. My co-host, Yazzy, my sister, and more importantly, Scotty fucking T. I am so excited to have you here. I'm hyperventilating. I'm shaking.
I'm starstruck.
That's like the natural thing.
Nobody strikes like gets me excited like that. No, not like that.
Lloyd's there.
What is in the background? Like?
No, like we grew up biggest Geordie Shore fans.
Yeah, like religiously watched every episode. We meant to play it cool.
Did you? So you watched it from the very beginning?
From the very beginning. Yeah. We went through Jay, James, and Vicky then leaving, yeah. And then you joined.
Wait,
it's on my Sky recordings.
We're going to get into Geordie Shore, but firstly, I'm going to ask all my guests this. Stop licking your teeth. You're on death row, okay?
And ask Kelly.
What
quick.
Is your starter, main, and dessert as your last ever meal?
Starter.
Ket.
Drink. Main. Fanny. Dessert. Fanny.
Yeah, so let's get into Geordie Shore. Now, you came onto the scene and took everyone by storm, I think.
Right. Sure.
It was good to start off with, and then you joined, and he was our favourite.
He was the main event, which must have really annoyed the other guys who had worked so hard to be the guy.
He did as well. And it probably, James, probably annoys the people on MTV as well, because they're thinking, why do we ever get rid of him? Even though they didn't get rid of us, I decided not to do
that. Yeah, why are they saying that?
So basically, I was doing it for years. They hired us for being this wild, like, party animal, party boy and that, which obviously I was. Mm. And then all of a sudden, they're like, whoa, he's too wild. He's too much of a party animal.
I'm
like, make your fucking mind up, man.
Gaslit.
You know what I mean? Like, and then, obviously, wanted us back on for the reunion, that, like, and I was just saying, that is not for me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Like, when these girls are coming home with you on a night out, when you've been in the Geordie Shore house, like, and then they come home with you,
when they're coming home on a night out, when they're coming home when I'm on Geordie Shore.
When you're on Geordie Shore.
Yeah, you know what it is? People think it was so easy to pull.
Yeah.
But it's the hardest thing.
Really? Ever.
So, like, say me and Gaz, right, we're out on the drink. Mm. Obviously, so because obviously it's a structured TV program and they've got to be like certain like rules in place. If we seen girls in the club, we weren't even initially allowed to talk to them. We would have to like be like, all right, okay. Because we weren't allowed to just wander around the club, because once it got like huge, we'd have a security team. We'd be like, okay, right, we're like them two lasses over there.
Yeah.
So we'd have to have someone from the team, from production, go over and talk to them, saying like, oh, would you like to come in and have a drink with Scott and Gaz? Obviously, I want to try and shag them. But obviously then they'd have to go outside separately. They'd have to have a drive license. They'd have to say like, oh yeah, I'm such and such from Newcastle. I want to go and have a drink with them. Then they'd get like filmed coming in like to the area.
Yeah.
And we'd all have a drink and stuff like that. And then if we actually wanted to take them home, the only way we could have them back at the Geordie Shore house is if they had their passports. But also, when we got back to the house, what they'd do is they put everyone in the house first. And then these girls would go off and get filmed in a room for half an hour, ask questions. It was like, do you consent? That you'll be getting shagged.
So they're like, yeah, I'm well up for a shag. Yeah. Like,
and they were like, well, aye, man, all this and that, this and that. And then obviously, after a while, sometimes they'd sober up and they'd be like, fucking, what am I doing? And then after that, we'd have to do an entrance shot while everyone else is already back.
Stop.
Walk through everyone and then find somewhere to shag.
And by and that then, time, weren't you like
as well, which I always do. They'd be like, they'd come in and be like,
yeah. What, the producers would be like, one
second. Aye, they'd come in. Might as well put it on for you.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So, by that time, are you just like, oh, I don't even want to fuck anymore?
Oh,
I
no, by, go to by bed. That time I was like, yeah.
Raging.
Ready for the best 10 seconds of your life.
Yeah. This is really built up.
I never knew any of this.
No, I'm shocked.
Well, obviously, it used to cause arguments and stuff because, say, for example, if I was getting one of the girls in the house, or Gaz was, or Aaron was, then they'd make it like so that them girls were sitting in the living room when we walked in with these lasses.
Who were you closest with out of the females? Charlotte.
Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah, and you're still close now.
Yeah, Yeah, yeah.
Because you hosted when she did Just Tattoo of Us with her, didn't you?
Oh, that was a frisk, lad.
Is that a very set up?
Listen to me, right? I've never seen nout like that show. Like, I actually thought, oh, it can't be that bad.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Really? So, like, when
I'll tell you what, one story, right? So yeah. There's this lad and that's come in. So, obviously, me and Charlotte would sit down, like, oh, how do you know each other? This and that. And the way, oh, we're getting married. These lad and lass. Mm-hmm. We're from Sunderland.
Yeah.
And I remember I went away with the lass and I was like, oh, what are you going to... So I would go away with the girl mm-hmm. and she'd show me the tattoo, what she's got for the boy. Mm-hmm. And Charlotte would go away with the boy and show her the tattoo for the girl. So I remember went away, the lass showed me, he got... She was getting a bra tattooed on him. Mm. Like, natural bra.
Yeah.
But Charlotte was like, Scott, like, I feel like crying, like... Like he's picked the worst tattoo for her. Like it's literally right. He got, bear in mind, he bailed halfway through and I had to go and drag him back in the studio because he ran away. He got a full devil's tail from her coccyx all the way up her back to her neck with a big point in red, which he couldn't even get removed. And he had half a bra.
And she was gutted.
You know what I mean? I don't think she really said anything. Like,
you'd be in shock,
like,
wouldn't you?
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, imagine that for the rest of your life. You're gonna be like, that's just like
trauma.
Charlotte got Stephen Bear's face on my ass, didn't she? And she didn't even get one.
Can I link that? Can I ask for your opinion on Stephen Bear's recent news article?
I haven't seen it. What is it?
He's in
jail.
He's going to jail.
We're going to Stephen Bear. Well, I'm very friendly with Georgia. Mm. Like, you know what I mean?
I am Georgia's stan.
And I felt really bad for her. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the most, like, the biggest breach of privacy.
And plus, like, why did he even need to, like, broadcast the, like...
It just comes across like that, like, quite like...
Everyone knew they were...
Shagging someone would be like, oh, 2 seconds. Like, yeah. This is weird.
The thing is, though, I completely understand her passion because that's destroyed everything for her.
She lost so much when that happened because people were just like, Team Bear. Like,
she lost the power to be able to... People have seen her in full action. So that as a female, that's losing your power.
Yeah. Yeah, get your ass out. I need to see this. So we won't tell you if there's poo.
Oh my god, you've actually...
Nobody's both now.
Shit.
But I didn't get it. I got it.
Before. I thought you were lying.
Why do you have that?
Because Charlotte picked for us on the
And what did you pick for Charlotte?
She didn't do no.
Oh, shit. Was it difficult being best friends with Gaz and best friends with Charlotte in that situation?
At the time, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like awkward. I was going to ask you that. He's... over it.
He's just a family man, and he's just settling down.
They both are now, which is amazing. Mm. Are you happy for them?
But yeah, of course I'm happy for them. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, but I generally haven't supported guys in years.
Really? That's weird for you because everyone, like...
I know, I think you sort of cut contact with everyone. I mean, I see Aaron quite a lot. I speak to Chloe, Nathan, Sophie.
Yeah.
And, well, obviously Charlotte. But no.
Do you miss him?
I do miss him a bit, like. Yeah. We used to have a right laugh on the show.
Yeah.
I feel like party boys, when they settle down... Mm. Are made sometimes, not forced, but are told to cut off ties.
I mean, the first thing she said was like, Scott's a meant to eat now.
Oh, to be fair, I'd be like that. I'd be like, I can't meet up with him anymore.
No, like, imagine your...
Most fun ever.
Yeah, no, imagine your partner being friends with Scotty T. You'd be like, so first...
And they're going to get a night out. You'd be like, ah!
To be fair, like...
He tried to fuck the wife.
I'd never do that to my pals, but I think a lot of people would be like, even now, like, if a lass is like trying to make a lad jealous... They take a photo of me and like, oh yeah, see this, like my boyfriend just broke up with us. It's like, I get used as a tool.
Do you like that?
That's horrible.
Do you mind that stereotype that you
have? I might even have them.
Yeah.
But like, obviously I never like go by me pals backs or do anything like that normally.
Let's rebirth Scotty T here.
Straighter.
This is Scotty T, the redemption. I have so many Geordie Shore questions. You have this thing about you when you're on it that everyone just loved you because... You're super. Like, you're so, like, you have such good energy around you.
No ego.
And what you guys don't know about Scott is that he's not just here as, like, because we're the biggest fans of him. He's here as our mate. And when we get trolled online, he's the first person.
Every time.
And he has such a platform. I don't expect it at all. But every time, straight up.
He checks in on me more than mum.
I stop posting as much on social media, which I need to do a bit more of. Yeah. I don't know why. Obviously, I'm always going pals backs when they get trolled, but like, you know what I mean? Even just in general, posting things, I've been a bit slack. I mean, slack.
He gets embarrassed when we're being nice about him, but I'm going to carry on. So when we're being trolled, like, he is the first person that checks in. When I deleted all social media, he was messaging Lloyd, like messaging everyone. Is he all right?
I don't know why he did that. I mean, you shouldn't have done that.
What, like, when you first came in, you discovered fame basically overnight. What was that like for you? So like,
I was a bit surreal, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
I think my like, yeah, you have a bit of a honeymoon period, don't you? Where you're like, oh, this
you want
to
be out.
Want to be out. I just think instead of it like being a couple of weeks, mine lasts about 6 years.
Yeah. Mm. Still now. I think if I...
Now I get like, it's mad, man. Like, I'm like,
do you get stopped all the time when you're out and about?
Not so much in Newcastle. Like, I mean, I'm not.
In London today, travelling through.
There's a few people who walk past and they go...
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
People must be so excited because you created this name for yourself.
Mm. I know.
And it will live on forever. Because on TV, you're just captivating. And it's not easy. Especially on reality TV, it's so easy to get fucking bored of it and be like, oh, that's boring. But every time Scott, like, would make us laugh.
You'd see a lineup of celebrities in a show and you'd be like, Scotty T, watching.
Things like, that's why I got booked for peers, though. So clubs would book me because I'd like, they know that I'd be there all night. Mm. And I'd go all out for them.
Yeah.
I'd get up on the mic and I'd be the last person to leave. Like, they'd get sick of us.
Mm. Yeah.
They'd be like, you need to go home. You know what I mean? Like
5 a.m.
That is me.
Every single night, though, you know what I mean? Because I was like, you just go Raj. Mm. So, like, they want someone who's approachable. So people feel the need to come up with, like, oh, yeah, Scott, you're right. You know what I mean? Like, whereas some people, like, if I'd seen certain celebrities out, I'd be like, I would just walk up and ask them for a photo.
No. Yeah.
Whereas me, they literally just like grab us and that like.
Because you're brilliant. You won Big Brother 2016.
Aye.
What was that whole experience like in
that
the Big
Brother
house?
That was a bit surreal, because you're in a house for 5 weeks and it was like.
Was it similar to Geordie Shore at all?
No, completely different. Mm. Completely different. It was very chilled.
Really?
That's why all the whole time I was just pacing around the whole place. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like. Mm. Like, they were like, look at Scott, man. Like, if they film me, they'd literally just do like 50 laps. Like,
you smashed it, though. Jeremy and Steph. You were in with Jeremy and Steph. Scott, that was my favourite series.
I told you.
I forgot.
Yes, Megan McKenna.
David Guest as well.
Yeah.
David! I remember it all. No, but the Jeremy and
Megan. David
Stern!
Oh, yeah, that was mint.
When did we have that in our family recently?
God bless him.
Yeah, and he actually passed, didn't he?
Yeah, I know.
So maybe he actually was quite poorly, but she was talking. It was
David Bowie.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was.
Gemma Collins' cake. And I was like, "Happy birthday!" I went, "Oh fuck!" I launched the cake.
Do you know?
Gemma.
Gemma Collins was in it as well. I made her a birthday cake, and then I hung it off the wall.
Can I link it?
Which are my head's frazzled.
How do you feel about Gemma?
Ooh.
Gemma, well, I, you know,
she's got me blocked on all platforms.
Has she?
Yeah.
You know what it is? I was annoyed with Gemma when I came out of the Big Brother house. Because I asked her to do a video for one of my friends who really loved her. And all she had to do was say, happy birthday, you fucking cunt, Rosie.
Yeah.
And literally, a week had gone, still nothing. I kept asking, she's like, I'll do it when I get off, I'll do this and that.
Like, it takes 2 seconds.
Scott, me,
yeah,
two.
To make birthday. And I was like, you know what it is? Like, there's no need for that.
You think there's ratings.
So many people like that. Okay, in the Big Brother house, were you bored?
Sometimes I.
Yeah. Because there's not much, like in Geordie Shore, like it's like you get given a task for the day, you go
Geordie
out.
Geordie Shore, man, they're like.
Yeah. What's your day to day? So you wake up in Geordie Shore and what's the day?
No, you wake up, they're in your face with the cameras.
Really?
How do you feel? Fuck off, man. And these are like, come on, when you film the scene, like obviously they want to catch up on when they're hungover and catch all the banter. But then like they forget that like it's a different crew in the morning.
Mm.
Whereas the crew finished at the nighttime, didn't stop filming until 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then they're waiting us up at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Like every day.
Oh.
But it used to be every day. Obviously, eventually we got like days off on that. Like, but it literally would be like full on. It's like, right, okay, Scott, you got green screen, then you're going out with such and such. Or they set the scene, they drop you in. So say, for example, on one night out, if I was getting with like Chloe.
Yeah.
And then like me and Aaron had an argument.
Yeah.
I'd be going to work with Chloe. And then Aaron would be going somewhere else and they'd separate all day. So they'd keep the tension.
Mm.
They'd want me and Chloe to flirt at work. And then obviously they'd. What I mean, I want to kick off, and it's like a big thing. But it was every day. It was basically like they had trust issues with people, but it was like, they were just like, it wasn't fun anymore. It became a chore.
Yeah.
Where it was meant to be fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it was really fun for years. It was literally like, it was exciting.
Yeah, you were buzzing.
But then it was like, right, can't do this, can't do that, can't do this, do that again. Get up, dance, do this, drop your kegs.
It's like social media.
That's literally the world we're in now, because reality TV used to be so raw and like unfiltered. Whereas with Geordie Shore, did you ever have like a mental health represent like to support you during it?
I'd be six.
Did you?
No. Not properly, but we did have the psychs who like interviewed you. And I did, there was one really good one, Gareth, who I still speak to now and then. Like they were really good.
Did you ever speak to them?
But it was like, it didn't really make a difference, because if the producers wanted to make a good show, they would test you. They would literally like say, for example, like, Aaron was flirting with the girl I got with. Mm-hmm. The producers would be like, Aaron, get more, get there, do this, do that. They would make it so that they created a scene. Yeah. Then when we created a scene, they're like, oh, he's going mad. You know what I mean?
Mm. He needs
a break.
And that's what I want to ask. The tone in Geordie Shore, like when you're in the green screen, it's like, no. Like, everyone uses the exact same tone. Is that just like the Newcastle accent, or do you get told?
Well, it's imagine a tone you've got to just say something about something. It's like
40 times.
Go down right, someone's going to get dusted. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like, but it's like, you've got to like finish it at that, because you just go, I'm going out right, someone's going to get dusted.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I thought,
okay. I used to think of all them lines we sell though.
Did you?
At all.
What's your, let me remember your line, the intros. Talk the back legs off a donkey.
At Sophie.
Yeah, and what was Scott's? Well, remember?
Yeah, wait, it was something shy, like, get me the house on a Tez, please.
Oh, yeah, it was like that, wasn't it? No, yeah. Get me in this house on a Tez. Love the fashion back then.
Oh, yeah. V-necks in that, man.
It was all vests and V-necks.
It was such...
V-necks. V-necks down there. Yeah. V-necks, give me cock out over the V-neck. Maybe joking. What do you mean?
So speaking about getting your cock out over the V-neck, you do OnlyFans?
Not really anymore.
Not anymore.
Do you?
What's the weirdest request you had on there?
Oh, yeah, man.
There's some filthy people out there.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, people like just, like, obviously, like, mine is mostly, I appeal, like, mine's like 80%, 90% like gays.
Really?
Which I don't mind, like, because like, you know what I mean? I've got like a wicked smooth arsehole and that, like, you know what I mean? Like, so they're like, anyway, obviously I don't stick now up there, but
well,
like,
you didn't.
I don't know.
Oh, what?
I don't, because it's me, but I don't mind appealing to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but they would ask us to, like, not even so much me, even one of my friends got asked, like, she does it, and she was like, oh, can you stand on bugs for us? And I pay loads of money. And I was just like, what the fuck?
So feet kind of.
Yeah, there's someone that asked to massage, like, me to massage my own feet and that. Like, and I was like, oh, that's just weird, that, like.
Did you do it, though?
Have you got it on your phone?
No. Got a new phone. Thank fuck for that.
I love it. Okay, so in your career, what has been your highest point so far? Something you always think back to, and you're like,
I was thinking about it when I won Big Brother.
Yeah.
Like, walking out of there, I was just like, eh.
Yeah, what was it like? Was like, your heart
the
racing?
Cunt in the UK is just one Big Brother.
But you won for being you, that's the thing.
In, I was like, you don't even.
Probably I was favourite from the start.
Yeah.
There was like bets on, wasn't there?
I was 12-1, and then I was just like, literally, might as well be like 1-1. It was like 2-3.
Did you get paid to win? Did you get money if you win?
No, originally charity. It was to charity. You got money, you got paid to go on, but like, well, like loads and that. Like, it was just more. I think, so when they done the celebrity one, it used to be able to choose a charity, what you could like donate the winnings to.
Yeah.
I remember my mom saying like, oh, like whatever you do with the money, just make sure you save like a couple hundred pounds to save the hedgehog fund. I was like, mom, man, I'll buy you 1,000 hedgehogs if I don't care. But like,
so going up those stairs when you've been announced the winner, were you going? Did you? You didn't cry?
No, I just walked down. I was like, "Come on, lad."
You're so good at things. And it was when Davina was still the host. Who was
Emma?
It? Emma Willis.
Love yeah. her.
I love her.
The thing is, when I won, I was like, "Come here, babe." I grabbed her, but she was pregnant.
I remember all this.
You've now become an entrepreneur in a sweet business. Where did that come from?
Well, so my manager and his girlfriend, basically, like, we all sort of came of it together. And you know what it is? Like, I mean, I don't even know what half of them are. But, like, they're, you know what I mean? Like,
so, like, has that been as successful as you think it will be?
You know what it is? It is successful.
It is.
It is. Yeah. It really is. Like, it's doing really well. It's taking over, and it's something I enjoy. Obviously, I can't always be there to like do all the orders and everything like that.
Well, you're
plus,
a CEO,
I end up eating all the sweets, and I go into overdrive, and I'm just
crash.
Like this hyperactive lunatic, like run around, like, and I just like, you know what I mean? So no work gets done.
On but that subject,
I've got a really good question in a minute.
1 second. We've got zombie bombs actually in the studio.
No, I've got heartburn.
Yeah, about that.
We're all doing one. Have you never done one?
I've done one.
No, you haven't.
Data bum rubber.
Why do you always have to back Eden?
You
I've done one.
Have if you'd done one, it would be etched in your brain forever.
It is. That's why I said I got heartburn. I can't do it.
You gotta do another one.
We have
to give you heartburn, it's only sweet, you just suck it and spit it.
Let's all do it. Okay, wow. Before we move on to the next subject.
Ellis, sit on Scott.
We'll all do one at the exact same time, okay? Have you got one, Yas?
No, is he going to throw up?
No, I'm not going to throw up.
Yes, he will.
No, but no, not in my hair.
Right,
not a dream. It smells like L'Oreal.
Cheers, two.
Cheers.
One. Let's go.
Get in.
I've got sour bran flake.
No!
God, no, no.
Come and pick on me.
That is fucking.
You sick in your face?
What is it?
I'm going
to be sick, Scott. I'm excited. Kids, don't try this at home.
What's that?
It gets better, mate.
Is that a problem?
How nice is that, mate?
That's a diffuser.
No, I really don't feel very well.
Oh, give me one.
There is no one like Scotty T.
No.
That is true.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you do get jealous.
I don't get jealous. I just get like, it's when they entertain it.
Yeah. Has a girl ever got overwhelmed with like girls messaging her saying, I slept with him last weekend. I know him.
Yeah, but it happened to start with Tia. Like people go like, oh yeah, I got with them the other week. And then literally like, I made message these other people and then she was talking shit.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like people just do, it just goes to show that people just lie.
Have you ever had it vice versa? Have you ever had a girl get really carried away with the limelight and you've been like, fuck this is gross, I don't want that.
The thing is, like, my girlfriend at the minute isn't like that though, that's a good thing. It's that's why it's been solid. But yeah.
It was really difficult for me with Lloyd as well, like, because I just always thought he had the intention.
He was that pepper?
Bad intentions. So for like 3 months, I was like, you not doing
TikTok. Don't get us wrong, like my Instagram, like there's thousands of lasses messages, you know what I mean? I think when I first had Instagram, you know, when you get like message requests, when I got like just below 2 million followers, it was like, I had like some like, it was like 400,000 direct message requests.
Who's the most famous girl that's ever DM'd you? Is it us? I sent you a flame in 2017. I just want to get past that.
Though, I remember once I was tweeting Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
And then she followed us. And I was like, oh, because I was saying like, oh, babe, I was yelling. Like, I was like, just being like the rascal that I am.
No, but
she followed us. I was like, anyway.
I'd love to go through your DMs. I bet there's someone that like we'd be so excited about that you.
Can we?
No, I'd be.
You can like be there forever. There's a lot like.
Like there is other famous people, and he's hiding something.
Snapchat when I got my Snapchat, like people wouldn't even say hello. Like you're right. Like they would literally just send a photo, the Russell or the funny.
Can you become numb to it?
Yeah. When did you become numb?
Years ago, he's like, no. Yeah, it was just like, I mean, like, where are you?
Yeah. Whereas now,
WYD.
Must be really difficult for you to guide falling in love and just shagging someone.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's like I've got all my system. To be honest, like. 20 years ago, you know what I mean? Like, it's
dumb partying, just want to settle down.
I do enjoy partying, but like it different. Like,
so what does the future hold for Scotty T?
To be honest, I've got a various different things I want to do. This is like coming about the ADHD thing.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've got that many things I want to do. It's just getting them all kicking off.
Yeah,
I mean, I want to launch my own skincare range.
Really?
This is such a twist.
Do you want to collab with a brand? No, that's what I said.
Do you want to collab or do you want to do your own?
I'd collab happily.
We collab.
I've got a genius idea.
Go on.
Which I'll tell you about it. But that I'll trust you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you on here.
Yeah,
I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
It's literally like, because you need a product, right, which everyone would want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, which can go everywhere and which would never not be bought. Like, basically, you know what I mean? Like, it's always going to be something. And it's fucking genius.
What's your go-to scent when you're spraying yourself?
Oh, ooh. Right. So, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
What's not a tough one? Tom Ford.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Which one?
Black Orchid.
So, Nirelli Portofoni.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or fucking Fabulous.
What's that?
It's the boy of Tom Ford's.
Is it?
It is. It's called fucking fabulous.
What does it smell like? Fabulous. Oud and wood. Yeah. And
I like tobacco vanilla.
No, he smells like
sweet. I like Montblanc.
Montblanc. That's my favourite.
Mountain Brown.
Yeah.
Creed, but not the Venice.
Okay.
Silver Mountain Water.
Mm-hmm. Specific.
Yeah.
I'm just having a flashback to you in the shower on Geordie Shore. I feel like you washed more than anyone.
Oh, I had to wash twice a day, man.
And you really soaped up.
Yeah. He was really lathery before a night out.
Them cunts that used domestics.
Was there anyone in there, question, that you were like, have you had a shower?
Well,
these
have been washed like once every few days, the kills.
So would a cast
that's
like
some people like would go in literally like look like a supermodel in the Waku from 20 kilometers.
Were you in Geordie OGs?
I'm on an OG, am I?
Yes, you are.
But you were.
I'm an LC.
No, you're not.
What's that?
A lush cunt.
But like you should have been in that because to me you're an OG. Why is Aaron in it? Was he in it before
he's
you?
Got kids.
Was he on it before you, Aaron?
Yeah, after.
So and you weren't on Geordie OGs.
No, but Geordie OGs needed like a storyline to run
it's,
up.
It's more like. Oh, kids and family. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Kids, family, everyone, then this. Oh, look at Scotty, got ballistic in a club still.
Scotty's
off his fucking...
Clip, Scotty in Gibraltar, like...
Off his dish, fucking can't even speak. Back of love, doing a PA. Oh, back to the kids.
Scotty, do you want kids?
Ah, they're going to be lush as well. Hyperactive as fuck.
When was the moment where you thought, fuck, I've made it, I've done it, this kind of money is fucking crazy?
It was more like, there wasn't a moment, it was more like a situation where it's like, I could just spit, basically one of me had a car, an M4, and I need the wheels changed, but I wasn't going to get back till the Monday, and I gave it on the Thursday, so I just went and bought an iron. Alright, I thought, yeah, it is, because I can't.
Yeah.
I might have spent £1 million in 2 years.
Did you?
On fucking nout.
Food. I just went away.
Deliveroo.
No, nout.
Nothing.
It's going ballistic.
Second question.
But, I mean, like I said on the other interview I did, I was like, good memories, but I can't fucking remember it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just being able to do what I want. Fly first class everywhere in the world.
Mm.
Do whatever. Yeah. Oh, what do I need to do today? Nothing.
You know what I mean? Do you ever check your bank account?
But that's the shit you can't buy.
What?
Do you ever when you go to pay for something, do you have to go on Nationwide and click quick balance or do you just pay and you know?
I just pay and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Second question. This doesn't have to be in here. What's the biggest fee you've ever received for anything? For a meeting, for a appearance, for a...
Show.
You don't need to say who.
For what it was.
For one thing.
For one thing.
Just the fee,
I wouldn't say
else.
The one fee itself.
Okay.
It was the fee for what I do.
Okay.
It was 2 hours work for 15 grand a month.
Have you always wanted to do this? Because what a lot of people don't know is Scott's really fucking smart. So when he was on Geordie Shore, people were like, oh, player, people would think he's dumb, but he's so smart. You've got a lot of good grades.
But I think you are quite strategic in what you do. I think everyone watches you and they just think he's beautiful, he's talented, he's but he's a player, but they don't actually know.
Don't get the ADHD, man.
No.
That's the main thing. It's not under my control. Sometimes I know I can be late and that and do this and that, but I don't mean it. Do you know the science behind it?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out.
So basically, you know when a normal person's train of thought, your brain sends signals, loads of little electrical impulses.
Yes.
So in your brain, you've got these little spark plugs.
Yeah.
And what they do is that when you think of something, it produces chemicals, 200 chemicals or 50 chemicals or something, and they fire these little signals and they get accepted by the other side, paper thin gap, and it's like what see this is me now I'm yeah. on. But basically what happens is with ADHD not all of them get fired and they get shot back. Okay. So it's like you could see it as imagine in Newcastle you've got four main bridges in town, and imagine people doing the Great North Run, they'll run over the Tyne Bridge, they have brain signals. But with ADHD it's all these people are start kicking the fuck out of each other and run over different bridges and that and back and forward and that and falling off the side. That's basically what it is. So it's it's not but it's not under voluntary control. You can't help it. It's actually chemical imbalance.
Yeah.
Where I stopped it, I've always been the same.
Mm-hmm.
I've never acted up or been different or been a dick or changed anything.
Mm.
But yet they still got, they lose patience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just think, at the end of the day, it's their loss, not mine.
Did you get in trouble?
Was there a moment, was there a moment that you lost it and they were like, that's it, Scott?
A couple of times, when I've been drunk, but like, and I was just getting like emotional. Like, but then they say like, oh my God, he's like lost the plot. Like, oh, like for legal reasons, this and that. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to have a break, man.
Did you feel like you were made to feel like an outsider?
I definitely did, yeah. Mm. Especially with, I'm not going to go into details, like some of the pre-precautions, what they were asking from me before filming. I thought, you know, it is like, this is getting ridiculous, because it was like, they were basically sectioning me out from everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got drug tested for a year at one point, passed all year. And then, but I was like, you know, it is like, no one else did.
So your energy is so infectious and high maintenance that everyone online and like people must think, oh, he's on drugs all the time.
Oh no, if anything, drugs calm us down.
That must be so damaging, though, because you must have started to kind of filter who you were for the show.
Do you feel like you ever did that? You had to?
No, not really. Because like, when I was in the show, what I got annoyed about was, is if I was doing the show and there'd always be people there like, oh, like, keep an eye on Scott. It's like, you know, that was it. It's like, I always knew that there was like...
It's me and you.
Literally. Yeah.
Damage like, control.
Like, oh, where's Scott going? Where's he going?
Yeah.
Take him on, fuck off on him.
Yeah.
32, man.
Scotty.
You'll get the views.
Scotty. Who is your biggest role model and why do you do what you do? What is your why? My why is Wolf. What's yours?
If I can make people happy, then I'll do it every day of my life, especially my family and friends. Like, I'm more like, regardless of anything what goes on, if I'm putting a smile on people's faces, I'm going to fuck.
Who's the best person that could say to you, I'm proud of you?
I don't know. These are hard questions.
They're good, aren't they?
I'm hitting you deep really at the end, like, yeah.
What about you?
My what?
Who would be yours?
Proud of you. My mum.
What about three people? So my mum's definitely one.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Your cousin,
because
why?
I'm really close to my cousin. Like, he's a large man, and I think that, like, he's so switched on, so, like, money-orientated, so, like, by the book, like, everything.
Mm.
Like, and I'm the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Like, and I think, like, but yeah, he's the type of kid, like if it's £2 to park a metre away from where he needs to be, or it's free, a mile away, he'd park the free place and walk.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but me and you would park on Double Yellows and pay the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lloyd has.
Double Yellows, me.
Yeah.
Park on the door. Off your tits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but...
And you'd remove the clamp yourself, no stress.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just think, like, if he was to say that, it's a bit, it's respectful, because I was the thing, like, in the back of his head, he's always thinking, you're a T.
Mm.
But... Another one. I don't know, my dad's said a few times, but I don't know whether he's lying.
He's not.
It's really a hard question, that.
It is. Because I feel like
maybe
you...
yourself as well?
Yeah.
Go on.
Like,
you don't think of... You don't talk enough about yourself. You're always helping other people and making other people
smile. Yeah, honestly, like, I'm too nice.
Do you ever think... Do you ever have time for yourself where you're like, I'm smashing it. I'm so proud of
you. Oh, sometimes I look in the mirror and I go, what?
No. I feel like you go... Dick, girlfriend, friends, family. Dick, girlfriend, friends, family. Do you ever have a moment where you sit by yourself and you're like, Scotty, you've fucking done it?
Friends, family, girlfriend, dick.
Nothing else. Do you have a moment where you've actually said, and you just said yourself, so your dad, do you have a moment where you sit with yourself and you're like, you've done it, mate?
Yeah, that has happened. Especially with people I was like.
But you just said...
I'm going to cry.
You just said, my dad... is probably lying. What makes you?
No, because he always says I'm proud of you, but like, I think I don't know where he's taking the piss.
Why do you think that?
Me and my dad, I think, like, he moved away for 10 years, and like, I didn't really speak to him, and then like, sort of building the connection back up with him again. I love him bits, like, but it's long story. Like I used to look up to him so much, but then I feel like he moved away when I was a teenager with my stepbrother and my stepmom, and then I was with my mum. I mean, I love it when my mum's proud of us. Like, I mean, that's like, is the main thing. But with my dad, I always just feel like he might just be saying it. But I can only tell if I see his face, but then I haven't really seen his face much.
Do you
it's
feel
it's
like...
a hard question, that, like...
I'm loving it. Do you feel
I don't
like...
I have that many close people, like, family-wise to, like...
That's what I was going to ask.
Do you feel like what happened with your dad, like, catalysted your behaviour?
But then again, I think if my dad had been here, I would never have been as let loose as what I was.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been grounded.
So, yeah.
Because he used to be, like, firm. Mm.
So you wouldn't have got to where you are?
Nah. I think I would have been, like, kept my leash, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But, like, whereas when I was with my mum, I could do whatever the fuck I wanted.
Mm.
I say, oh, mum, I'm going out. You know what I mean? Like, do it all later.
Did you have resentment then as you were getting into like a young man and growing up on TV? Like, did you have that resentment? Like, I wish that my dad could be here right now. Or
I just went when Raj was living. That's the thing. Like, I was in the moment always.
Yeah.
I've never really thought like back, because there's no point in thinking back, because then it just affects the way I think forward.
The only reason you should look back is to see how far you've come.
Now that I think about it now more, there is one person. So I was really close to my granddad. Like, so I had obviously four grandparents, my dad's mum and dad, my mum's mum and dad. And the first one that passed away was my mum's dad. Mm-hmm. And he was the only one who probably understood me. ADHD, he used to sit and have so much patience with me all the time. And I remember he was such like a, like, he never told anyone that he was like, he had pancreatic cancer, but he never told anyone. He was just slowly getting work done in my grandma's house and that, like, for ages. And then he didn't mention anyone, he was ill, he knew he was going to die. And I remember, like, the last thing he said was, like, I was doing the garden for him. I was only young. And he was like, you know how grandparents don't really say, like, I love you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I remember he goes, I love you, son. And, like, and I was like, I think to myself, like, now, like, if I look back, I would love to know what his opinion was. Mm-hmm. Because despite everything, even the way it is, even for what it is, being famous for fucking blasting every last left, right, centre on telly or doing whatever, I even, like, just because I'm happy, I feel that he'd be proud.
He would.
Yeah. It's like,
I'm crying.
I think that's sometimes like, my mum oversees it as well. I think that she's happy as long as I'm happy.
Mm.
Like, because my mum's like very, like, well spoken, posh, and that she must be like,
really?
I literally, someone be like, Mom, look at me, like, shags a massive taste. She'd be like, oh, it's great. And just not even pay attention or ask or just completely reply something like different. Oh, I'm going out for a coffee, don't worry, Mom.
Yeah.
But like, as long as I'm happy, she's happy.
We lost our granddad.
I was going to say,
we've lost all our grandparents now.
There's nothing more triggering.
My mum's mum.
Really?
My bitch.
Our mum's mum was the first one to go. But ours died. Our granddad died just in the lockdown, and
he would have died to see
him. We would have loved to have seen him.
That's like everyone, though. Like, grandparents are like,
do you know what? Growing up, you never think you're going to lose them, and everyone else around you does, and you're like, oh, mine will never die.
As well, like, my grandma and granddad met each other when they were 17. No phones, no nothing, during the war.
Yeah.
And they had a diamond wedding anniversary. Like, they were together until, my granddad died.
Until
it's like, I spoke to my grandma not long ago, and I was like, oh, do you miss granddad? She's like, every day. She's like, every day, I keep thinking he's going to walk through that door.
I feel like we look at our grandparents, like me and Eden, when you just say granddad, that's such a trigger for us, because that was the most
traumatic
thing to ever happen to
us. Yeah, that's mine as well. I lost another one, like, not so long ago, and then my nana as well. Like, in it.
And your nana's, has she got dementia now? Or
no, that's not, my grandma's got dementia. She's starting to get it. I never really seen the signs of it until a couple of months ago. I was like, oh, I'm taking your mum out for a meal on Thursday. And she went, oh, Christmas dinner. But no, man, not Christmas dinner, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scotty T.
What's your last question before we close?
Sorry about that, by the way. I just got carried away. Really annoyed us.
What's your type in a girl? What do you look for in personality and looks?
Right, it looks, they've got to have a big ass. Like, something put me in the nose in this.
Yeah.
And their eyes.
They have to have
hair
eyes.
Tie back. Personality-wise, just someone who gets me.
Mm.
Someone who's like, right, okay, like, I've got to be prepared to, like, I've got to be prepared for this lad who's going to be constant.
I feel like we've delved into you really quite deeply special. And just, we've got to know you a lot better. And thank you so much for joining us and having a chat with us.
Oh, Lord, I'm not going anywhere, yeah.
Anyway, can you outro us?
Yeah, what am I doing?
No.
Hi!
Scotty, not you.
Oh yeah, can you?
YI violent sex.
Fridays, 7 PM. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this podcast contains strong language, sexual scenes, and references from the outset and throughout. Fuck off.